COVID was a defining moment for humanity, at least in my lifetime, and I'm nearly 50. I've never seen anything like it. I think after everything all of us have been through, it is okay to maybe talk a little bit about death. Regionally and culturally, it has never been okay in the West to discuss death. Just pretend it's not there. I don't know why that is, but it's just been something that, at least in India and the Vedic culture, we discuss death very openly. It's a very sad topic. It's a very sensitive topic. But what we will be discussing right now, Pandit Atul Krishna and I, is very much from what happens after, you know, we die and then we take birth, and what is this human life meant for? So it's very much a spiritual perspective. He will be quoting verses from Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. It is not our intention to hurt anybody or offend anybody. It is just a way to talk about something that has been long considered uncultured. But in our culture, it is considered totally okay.
So let's talk about the cultural perception and the regional perception. Culturally and regionally, depending on what part of the world you come from, some people are very comfortable talking about death and others are not. So let me put it out to our resident philosopher, Pandit Atul Krishna. Atulji, what is death and why do people don't like to talk about it?
Well, that's a great question. We can start with the existential question. What is death? According to Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin yata dehe kumaram yauvanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhirastatra namuhyati. Just as we are the same person in this body, we go from being a baby to being a child to being a young person, and then we become an adult and we become old. But we're the same person. The body has changed completely, but we are the same. And when the body dies, we just go on into another existence. That is really the important, essential thing. Death is a transition from one physical body to the next.
All right, that does answer my question. So death doesn't mean everything is ended. It is simply a transition from one physical body to another.
Yes, that's correct. And the way that transition happens is in our subtle body, or our sukshma sharir, which is consciousness, mind, intelligence, and ego. They are the carriers of the soul, or atma, that take it onto another body. And Krishna has also given the example in the Bhagavad Gita, just as the breeze carries different fragrances, the subtle body, or the sukshma sharir, is also carrying the soul onto another physical body.
Thank you. What about, why is it that culturally it is people don't want to talk about death? It's kind of shrubbed under the rug.
Well, think about it. You know, death is scary. It's the end of everything that we know. We're born in this world, and we come into this world as a little baby, and wow, I want attention. Pick me up. Love me. Look at me. Feed me. And we get attention, and this becomes our whole world. And when we're small babies, we think that the world centers around us. And then as we grow older, we try to find different ways to interact with the world, to find happiness and to avoid pain. And death is something you could think of. It's kind of like the sum of all pain. Everything that we know is taken away from us. If we come face to face with death, if we see someone close to us dying, especially if it's a violent death, it can be very traumatic. It's not a natural thing.
Well, you know, I've heard people who have been given certain terminal diagnoses the diagnosis of terminal illness seems to be worse than death itself.
Yes.
They start identifying with the illness. They start identifying, and then there is this fear. Oh, I am going to die. Isn't there a story of Yudhishthir Maharaj? Do you want to tell that story?
Yes, it's a very interesting story from the Mahabharata. And this is a very interesting point. So there is an incident where Yudhishthir Maharaj and his brothers are kind of lost in the forest. They're in a part of the forest where there's no water to be found. And they go looking and they find the lake. To make a long story short, Yudhishthir is the last one left, and he goes and finds the guardian of the lake is a yaksha, a kind of supernatural being. And the yaksha challenges Yudhishthir to a contest of riddles. And of course, Yudhishthir, being the incarnation of Dharma as he is, he totally aces that competition. But one of the questions is, what is the most amazing thing? And Yudhishthir's answer is memorable. Ahanyahani bhutani kachanti yamalayam sesha sthavaram ichanti kim ashcharyam ataparam. Every day we see our relatives and our neighbors marching off to the house of death, but those of us who are left behind think that somehow we'll find a way to live forever. What could possibly be more amazing than this?
And if you think about it, the person who has passed on, they've moved on, they're out, they have gone to the other side. Death is more painful for the people who are left behind.
That's correct. And the anticipation of death and the anticipation of pain, those are often more difficult than the thing itself.
That is right. I wanted to talk about, we are talking about death, and so don't be scared of death. We're all going to die. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Everyone who's listening, we are all going to die one day. So there's no point being scared of it, but we need to make our life more meaningful. And also during the COVID, when people realized, when the relatives and friends and neighbors, it was so tragic. Everybody had an aha moment, didn't they?
Absolutely, yes. Well, really this is what it comes down to. This is the Vedic perspective, is that our human life is a precious gift and we should use it for meaningful things. We shouldn't use it for animalistic pursuits. Now, we're not anti-animal, but there are four things where humans and animals do the same things, and those are eating, sleeping, defending themselves, and mating. And if our human life is spent doing these things, we're not really better than animals. Now, that just means that we're wasting an opportunity to find higher meaning to our life. Because you enter this world naked and you leave this world naked, we won't take anything with us. The only thing that will follow us is whatever merit we've acquired, whatever good things we've done, those will follow us into our next life. That is the essence of karma. As you sow, so shall you reap.
Right. Now we've talked about we come naked into this world and we will go naked. Let's talk about coming into this world. We've talked about what is death. What is birth?
Well, that's another very interesting question. Sage Kapila has a discussion with his mother Devahuti in the Bhagavat Purana in the third canto. And he says, Janmana Devanetrena Jantur Deho Papattaye Sriya Pranavishta Udaram. The living being enters the womb of the mother at the time of conception, and this is by fate. So there is an element of fate there, and the Atma is then taking shelter, and the body is gradually forming. And gradually, after about usually 7 months or so of pregnancy, then the fetus becomes aware often. And in that state of awareness, there's an awareness that I am confined in this dark place and I want to get out. And it is a difficult position to be in for the child. And the child wants to get out, and the child may also have remembrance of their past life.
Or lives. And I've heard that, you know, people who have done some spiritual activity, they actually get anubhuti. What is anubhuti in English?
Realization.
They get realization of God, of divine. And sometimes they even get darshan, they can see God. So the seventh month, you know, even in Ayurveda, that's when ojas starts coming in, because they're connecting to the divine and they promise the divine, oh, I will not let this birth go to waste. You know, I remember my previous lives. I've been a man, a woman, an animal, you know, and, you know, it just goes on and on. It's a non-stop circle. And this time when I come in, hey, I'm going to make this human form of life count. And voila, as soon as the, you know, fetus, the baby is out the uterus, it's out and boom, it forgets.
That's right. Well, it's a very powerful thing, because we become overwhelmed by our sensory perceptions. Sages have said that the child who's within the womb, and they become aware, you know, we usually refer to the fetal stage when there's not a development of consciousness. The Atma is there, but there's no consciousness. Consciousness has not really awakened. It's kind of like as much conscious as a, you know, a piece of a wood or a tree or something. And then when consciousness awakens, it is around the sixth or seventh month. Now there's this awareness. And then when the baby comes out, the process of birth is also difficult. The baby is being squeezed out.
It's
and
traumatic.
It is traumatic. Yeah, it's traumatic for the mother. It's traumatic for the baby. But now, oh, wow, we're through this and we have a baby and, you know, we're welcoming the baby into the world. And now the baby is being exposed to all of these incredible sensory perceptions, and they can see things now. They can't really focus yet. It takes about, I think, a few days to a week for the baby to be able to begin, start resolving kind of blurred images, because they're seeing things for the first time. And it's such an overwhelming experience. But, you know, the baby gets on the mother's breast and the baby is feeling contact with the mother's vital force. And this has been proven to be an essential thing for babies, for newborns.
Yeah, and the baby forgets, I have come to this life and I made a promise just a couple of months ago in the seventh month to the divine that, you know, I will connect, I will try to have a higher life. Now that we have established, we're all gonna die one day, there's no point being scared. It is scary and it is tragic and it is sad, but it is a fact. How do we make the human form of life successful? One is divine resides in our heart. We call Paramatma. We can close our eyes and shut down all those sensory overload, the eyes, the ears, shut down the phone, shut down all those electronic devices, get off the social media, close your eyes and meditate on the divine who has been with us in our heart through every single birth, millions and trillions of births that we had before, and meditate on that person.
Yes, so the heart, this is exactly how it is. The heart is sometimes compared to a tree, and there are two birds sitting on the branch of the tree of the heart. Dvapu Suparna Sayuja Sakaya. One is our friend. A friend who loves us so much that they've been with us since the beginning of time, since before we can remember, and they're just waiting for us to turn to them and to ask us, what is the way? What am I meant to do with my life? We should be asking these questions, and we should be seeking meaning. We should be seeking meaningful things to do with our lives. That's the important thing, not what car we have, how much money we have in the bank, and all these other things. But what are the things that I can do that will make my life meaningful? And that is what gives meaning to life. You know, when we say death is not something to be afraid of, well, of course, we'll find death traumatic. We'll find it fearful. We should be careful. We shouldn't be foolish and, you know, do risky things. But at the same time, we should know that life is precious. It's temporary. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do something that lasts.
Interestingly, Ayurveda talks about four kinds of life. Hitayu, ahitayu, dukhayu, sukhayu, meaning auspicious, inauspicious, happy, unhappy life, miserable life, and a mixed bag. So the idea is, even Ayurveda is saying that if you're born, you know, try to move on to that auspicious life where you live for others, life of service, you do connect with divine in, you know, in irrespective of whatever religion it may be, that connection, that spirituality with divine, and let's elevate ourselves. Our aim and objective in life is to elevate ourselves to get to hit the IU, which is every sutrasthara of Bhava Prakash, Charak Samhita, all the samhitas, they talk about this. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to end here. Do you want to say something before we conclude?
Thank you. Well, no, I think that's it. That really does wrap it up. You know, we've gone from the kind of Western view of death of, oh my God, there was somebody killed. Let's cover them up with a white sheet and whisk them away because we don't want to face it, to, the Vedic approach, which is death is inevitable. It's a part of life. And let's make the life meaningful before death comes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Hari Om.
Hari Om.